The City of Sulphur Springs Director of Community Development, Shane Shepherd, recently attended a couple of meetings of interest, and he told me about them Monday morning.
One was Texas Downtown Association, and the other one was the International Shopping Center Conference is what that one was. And for the International Shopping Center one, we have some businesses that are looking into coming into town. Specifically, Schlossky's is one that I guess they had already had plans, and they have a location, so they plan on going somewhere.
Oh, okay. What happens at the, tell us about, well, let's just start with the first one that you mentioned.
Okay, so the Texas Downtown Association is that's an organization that focuses on downtowns in Texas. Mm-hmm. There's about 430 different professionals that go there. And what was really neat this year is that our downtown was used as a case study in three different sessions. One was for public spaces and the other one was for branding. Yeah, it was two of them for branding. Mm-hmm. And we were probably the most mentioned downtown at that conference, that week-long conference for all the downtowners in Texas to go to. And so that was very interesting, and we were not expecting that.
Yeah. Where was this? Where did it take place?
That was over in Granbury.
Any comments? I mean, obviously people were just having all kinds of discussion, I guess, about what's going on here.
Well, yeah. So the people who are here in East Texas, a lot of them know about it, and then they like a lot of the best practices. The restrooms, of course, were talked about in kind of high regard for tourism and all that. And then there's some cities that have not heard about us. Excuse me. There's some cities that have not heard of what we've done, like out in West Texas or South Texas. And so they were just kind of amazed. A lot of your... So in one case study about the public places, they talked about four different places. And we're talking about places with millions of people, like Fort Worth, the cow yards over there, and mm-hmm. and all that. But we were the example for what small towns can do, and so it was an eye opener, I believe, for a lot of downtown professionals of what's going on here. This goes into the most recent conference, that International Conference of Shopping Centers, because we had two options. We have the I-30 and Wildcat Way option, then we had the downtown option, and so that was probably more focused on that area south, on the south part of town. But while we're out there, we hit downtown Plano, McKinney, and Denton also, and we were doing business recruitment for that. But even if some of those businesses don't come, they're going to know about us. They're going to look at our materials. They're going to learn about us. And so the word spreads that way. It's a great marketing tool just to talk to different businesses about what's going on.
Yeah, we had heard, for years that if they ever built the extension from in front of Walmart over to 19, that it would just explode. And it's been kind of slow to develop. I mean, there's been some housing, some apartments and housing, and there, you know, obviously the middle school was kind of the one that really got everything going, but it's been kind of slow to develop. But you see a lot more potential for that down the road.
Right, there's a new water sewer line that goes down there that the bond had paid for, mm-hmm. and there's some development issues that have to be paid for as the developer goes there, but that all expires in 4 or 5 years. So my projection, in about 4 or 5 years, you'll see all that develop pretty quickly.
Yeah. You got a chance to talk to a lot of different businesses and everything, and going to make them aware of our story and everything.
Oh yeah, and at this conference that I went to, was talking to more of developers instead of the actual businesses. And and it's kind of an eye opener for me too, is that what happens is that these developers bring in 8 businesses at a time in a development. Mm-hmm. So they invest $30 million in development, and then they bring in the businesses with them. But we got to be careful. We have to kind of, again, guide this a little bit to where we don't just have urban sprawl all over the place.
Yeah.
We handed out probably about 150 packages to different developers around the country that were interested in Texas. So we're planting the seeds now, and hopefully we'll get a tree out of it.
KSST News.